The Trade Rewind for Pasload. All new Pasload Trim Master, built to perform. Reliability, comfort, performance. In store now.
Oh, tell you what, this is the Trade Rewind, which we'll get into in a moment, which ironically is linked to the mega trade. There's some similarities here that I've just picked up on. But to say that Sam, Ben and JJ thrashed it out over a four-minute period, which has been 7 hours of toing and froing.
Sam's excellent assistance. Ben is more of a problem.
He's given up. I told you, he gave up once grand final came around. We did it all thanks to all new Pasload, a TriMaster. It's built to perform. Reliability, comfort, performance. It's in store now. Let's go all the way back to 2001, the number one pick trade. Of course, Fremantle received Trent Crode and Luke McFarlane. Hawthorn received pick one, which turned into Luke Hodge, four-time premiership player, three times as a captain. Pick 20, Daniel Elstone, and pick 36, Sam Mitchell, who was the other premiership captain in that wonderful four premiership run at the Hawks. So there you go. The Hawks, fair to say, JJ, they won one. Although Trent Crode and Luke McFarlane were both, Trent Crode ended up back at the Hawks. McFarlane was a superstar for a long time, but you got your two premiership captains and some Norm Smiths and everything else.
Yeah, and that's probably why I would suggest clubs. And spoiler alert for the mega trade, Cam. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that's why clubs maybe look at that deal and are a little hesitant to trade pick one, because what if we are moving on or trading out the next Luke Hodge? That would be the nightmare situation for any recruiter or list manager. But having said that, Trent Crode and Luke McFarlane, if you knew you were getting them through your door, absolutely outstanding acquisitions. Luke McFarlane, probably the most difficult player I played on. Now, played on him. Yeah, he just, everything I was good at, he was better at. He was bigger and, oh, not bigger, but he was faster and he was stronger. Played on him a little bit in my first few years, and he gave me an almighty touch up a few times. So he was a very, very good defender, very fast, very athletic, and would love to run off and make you look silly. And I mean, without Sam Mitchell, if pick 36 is a player that played on average 20 games, and that deal looks really good. But the fact that Sam Mitchell just happened to be picked up at 36 probably sways that in favour of the Hawks.
Something that a lot of people will know, Hawks fans in particular, they came off a prelim that year as well, the Hawks. So they came very close to knocking off the Bombers, who were fairly wounded, ended up getting beaten in a grand final by the Lions 7 days later. But they made a prelim. They traded out Crow to McFarlane, which would have taken a fair bit of guts considering they weren't far off a grand final. Then they get Luke Hodge and Sam Mitchell into the football club. It took some absolute kahunas back in the day, but it worked in the biggest way for the Hawks.
It did. And then a few years later, the Hawks went to the draft and things worked out beautifully again for them.
Well, so 3 years later, they got a priority pick. So things didn't turn straight away for them, but they got in the end. That's all thanks to the all-new Pasload TriMaster, built to perform, reliability, comfort, and performance. It's in store now.